Darko.
America!
So...
I thought you called the cop line and reported that you're a bad guy.
So, just in case, I realize I think that's probably a joke.
Yeah, it is.
But just, as like, because rules of the game, if that happens, we have to stop the game.
Okay.
Just keep that. That's actually rules of the game. If bad guys start giving, like, somewhat obvious signs, like, literally have to stop the game. Because then the good guys start figuring it out.
Basically, no prearranged code of mind. Because otherwise, the metagame group
evolves they're
into everybody having, like, an expert code of mind.
I don't know whether I just suck at explaining or if I was just really drunk last night. I don't know if I was
going to explain it.
She was nominated for every possible
team. We're going to find out.
Going to
lose a microphone.
This is full. That
actually sounds like a
fascinating interesting game, but it is not the game we are playing.
Gaff?
That doesn't make it any less fascinating.
I reject your proposal.
And substitute my own. All right, what are we doing?
Which I approve.
Put a big fresh layer. All
right, we're flying to the
top line. I'm ATM, and I approve this message.
Oh, man.
Thank God, did you mute me?
One guy over there that's pretty sure we go like this.
You don't want me to talk. Oh, there we go.
Wait, I don't know if nine fingers
sorry about that.
I don't know if nine fingers are going to work, but I need everybody to take their finger and touch my phone. You need to kind of do it all at the same time.
What?
All at the same time. I don't know if nine fingers will work. We'll find out.
What the fuck is this?
It's multi-touch.
All right, your first player.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, it's a very useful player.
What map is that?
Schwazi.
S-C-H-W-A-Z?
No. C-H...
More like swastika.
Yeah.
Wow. So for all of the listeners, we're playing the Resistance on the air now. Hello, everybody.
It's three spies.
So Nick God, you've triggered me by muting my mic before. I'm going to have to call the cock line.
You're going to... Why are you giving me this?
A little more than mildly
box.
Interested in this.
We only have nine players.
Okay.
Oh, we have to put the box in.
I got to come out.
Well, we've got lots of water and Coca-Cola.
How about some rum?
So, did you want to try explaining the game?
Huh?
I like that. That does sound like a good match, doesn't it?
Who hasn't played before?
Me. And Mindy hasn't either.
Okay.
If you insist.
So, the basic idea behind the game is twofold. You're either resistance or you're a spy. If you're resistance, you're trying to succeed missions and overthrow the government. If you're a spy, you're trying to defeat the resistance and stay hidden. We'll go on missions. There will be five missions. You get the first round, the person who's the player, which is me this round, will pick who's going on the missions, and the number of people is over there. So I will pick three people to go on the mission. At that point, everybody will use these to either approve or reject. Come on in and play. Oh, come on.
Or close the door.
Yeah, one of the
two. We'll either approve or reject the makeup of the team. If you reject it, it goes to the next person. They can pick different people. So, if you're a spy, you want to stay hidden because if people figure out that you're a spy, they won't put you on the missions. When you go on a...
Okay.
When you go... if it gets approved, those people go on the missions and they get to vote to either fail the mission or succeed the mission. If they are a spy, they can do either one. They can either fail it or succeed it. If you are resistance, you must vote success for the mission. You have to. Make sense?
Well, I'll play and see how it goes.
All right.
So there's two sets of votes.
Yeah.
Everybody votes in the first one, and the votes are public. The second one, only happens if the first one was like the majority approved. The second one only happens if there was a majority approved, and
so give me
the only people who vote in that are the people who were on the list that you were voting on the first time. And those votes are secret.
Okay.
So these are public knowledge. We haven't revealed. But they are public knowledge. These votes will always stay anonymous.
And so if you're resistance, you're trying to figure out who the spies are.
Got it.
So that they don't go on missions. And if you're a spy, you're trying to stay hidden and get chosen to go on missions.
And spies will know each other.
Yes.
Okay.
And just so, spies.
For the second vote, you need unanimous success, right?
Yeah.
Well,
wait, what?
For, you need unanimous success on the second vote, right?
To pass, yes.
Except for special missions in which you need two fails in order to
fail. And that's our fourth mission. On the fourth mission, which we'll explain when we get
one
there.
One failure.
All right, let's just play. Yeah, we'll go through it as we go.
So, does everybody know, right? Blue is good, you're a good guy. Red, you're a bad guy. All
right.
Fucking colorist.
Well, I know who the spies are.
And at no point in time, you cannot show your role. You show your role or tell, or, well, I mean, you can't see part of the game if you lie. But if you show your role, game ends.
Alright.
They also have art.
Even if you're a good guy. Like, you can't be like, I'm a good guy. Game ends.
I've got my card right here. I promise I'm a good guy.
Alright. So, everybody, as you get this, do not share this with anybody, but go ahead and look at it. If it's blue, your resistance. If it's red, you're a spy.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, look at your cards. Does anybody have any questions about who they are? Does everybody know whether they're resistance or a spy? Yep. All right. So everybody, go ahead and put your heads down. Close your eyes.
You don't want to put your heads down. You don't want movement. Bad guys have to move, and you can feel movement this close.
Yeah.
So we need to just keep eyes closed.
All right, fine. Just so close your eyes.
Fist out.
Why?
Because this way, you remember the thumbs up? You don't have... How do you know?
Wait, what?
Thumbs up.
What's going
You're gonna do
You just
up.
Look at each other.
That's the thing. You want to limit
thumbs
as much movement as possible.
All right, fine. Everybody fist up.
Yeah. Limit as much movement as possible.
You do it then.
All right. All right, everybody has their eyes closed. Fist out. All right, spies, you're going to put your thumb up and open your eyes. You're doing knowledge. You see three thumbs, no more, no less. You do not see three thumbs, please speak up. All right, thumbs down, eyes closed. All right, everybody open their eyes up.
If it's the resistance, I feel like it shouldn't be.
Couch, you
miss up.
Well, normally we would play at a table where everybody, there's not all this stuff on the table, so we just do fists on the table. But there's a lot of stuff. Like, I couldn't tell you for the life of me if I had to look at their hands.
Right.
So we just do it this way, just get out of the way here.
Everyone who is a spy, pull out your garrote and other varied weapons.
Okay.
For record, I couldn't hear a thing you said.
Yeah.
Pull out the garrots, the things you use to strangle people with, like fiber wire.
Come on, did no one ever play Hitman?
No, but I know what that is. I know what you're talking about.
I find the artwork on your walls to be very amusing.
Yes.
At least you're not offended.
For a good time, you should call that number.
All right, so now I'm gonna pick. I'm gonna pick three people. I'm gonna pick three people.
He's picking three people to go on this mission.
And I'm gonna pick.
We've already started. Do we have to restart the game?
No, we're just playing because this is. We're getting back to the same problem.
I'm picking myself. I'm picking Bunny, and I'm picking ATG.
You know, statistically speaking, from our past three games, you're already a spy.
Huh? So this is where we use these. Right now,
I'm not a spy.
Yeah, she said that every game.
I know. In one time, I wasn't.
This is the worst one. Assuming you're a good guy, you have zero information. Zero. So, you have to kind of go with what you know. So everybody's going to do. So you're going to use these.
Okay.
You're going to pre-reject. There's a reveal stage.
Yeah.
So actually keep it hidden until we reveal.
Okay.
Has everybody got their votes?
I'm all set.
All right, reveal. Going.
What did you vote?
Reject
based on
why'd
what?
You reject?
I always reject the first mission. Because I can get information from this more than trusting you two.
You can get information from my vote, just out of
joke. Yeah.
The first
he likes
you
to reject
it.
What information I got is all of you are too trustworthy.
But think about it. Statistically speaking, if you've got, people in the first round, you've only got two or three people.
Right. So the mission is going.
I mean, if we always reject the first round, we're not going to get anywhere, so it just turns into a boring game.
Not really, because you're always going to have...
Not everybody picks that strategy.
Wait, yeah, not everybody picks that strategy. A lot of people always approve the first mission because they'd rather see the information they get from whether it succeeds or fails.
Right, that's
I'd rather not risk a failed mission. All right.
Well, Words of a spy.
Remember,
you can't have an omelet without breaking eggs.
You have to success the mission. You have to.
Okay.
If you're a bad guy, you can make the option.
Also, Nick,
I don't like the fact that everybody's right next to me.
Uh-huh. We should totally buy like
so we can peek at your cards.
I'm just gonna go way in here.
Yeah.
It's an easy one.
Well, it's the 18 mics.
I don't know if you guys adopted this, but we adopted this to make it easy. The good card you are voting, we would put our gun on.
Oh, we have two different piles.
Oh yeah, but if you do this, there's no question.
We just had.
Like, do you question what my vote is? Yeah, that's it. Just made it easier.
All right, fair.
Well, you reveal. It's your mission.
Huh?
You reveal the cards. It's your mission.
Sure, fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Just put bad cards here. Because you're going to get shuffled back in. All
right.
So shuffle and reveal. I'm starting to lose my voice again.
Yeah,
I had it. I had my voice most of today.
All right. Success. Success. Success.
Yay.
We win! Woohoo!
Alright. So that was a successful mission. Yay for good guys.
Or bad guys who are good at hiding.
Or bad guys that are good
otherwise
at hiding.
Otherwise known as floating.
Floating? Is that floating?
Yeah, you float a mission.
If you're a bad guy,
yeah.
If a bad guy puts a success,
it's
floating.
Learned,
mission,
is
it's not a bad thing to do.
He's a great floater.
You should float more missions in all honesty.
Alright, here you go.
Oh, he gets one more.
Yes.
Sort of
four,
right? Yeah.
You pick four people. So I would suggest you give it to us three and you.
That's just what a spy would say.
No, actually, that. If he didn't do that, he actually looks like a spy.
Unless he admits that one of you is a spy.
One thing I find out from playing with him is he doesn't know anything that's going on.
So I'll tell you, after playing a couple of rounds with him, here's exactly what's going to happen. He threw out four, he didn't pick himself, and then he's going to vote to reject the mission.
You've been...
Wait, he didn't pick himself?
No.
Who's the fourth one?
The four of us.
Yeah,
Mindy.
Four people in a row.
And the other people who got those
I'm not even
choosing yourself. That's an interesting tactic.
Then you'll get the two other cards.
So everybody vote?
You can reject if you don't like the makeup.
I would reject this mission.
Just like a spy would.
He did not put himself in the mission. If he knows he's good, he wants himself on the mission because he's good.
I don't think that logic holds up in court. But I mean,
it also, he just enjoys fucking with the game and doing random shit.
So I think that I agree that in real life that logic is true. I think in game logic.
No. In this game, if you approve a mission where the person did not put themselves on, that's horrible. If he's a good guy, he's taking a risk that she's a bad guy. He's taking that risk. Why take the risk when we had a successful mission if he's good?
Fair point.
Because that's what he did the past three games.
I'm
saying,
this is
it rejected.
I mean, I rejected as well. But
because he was so sure I rejected.
Yeah, pass it over to Darko.
Strategy there, because if he knows he's good, then he gets more information out of putting somebody else on the mission.
Yeah, there is that is a valid strategy.
It's but I don't think he has any strategy.
You should
have
risked a failed mission.
What?
We're still pretty early in the game.
And he does not have a strategy. You will literally know whether he approves or rejects a mission before he
does.
Wait,
who's on the mission?
I will.
One, two, three, four.
So the three of us plus you?
Yeah.
Okay. And that only happened one time where people knew I think right.
I thought that happened on multiple occasions.
Because his choices got rejected.
Okay.
Never.
I thought we already voted on this.
Has everybody voted?
No. On the next round.
No.
Oh.
So I'm skipping in, so it's me, and then 1, 2, 3. Because I think he's a spy. Or an asshole. And either way, well.
I think he's just an asshole.
I think he's a spy.
Well,
yes.
Being an asshole,
I agree
with
that.
They're not mutually exclusive.
I mean, his general play has not deviated.
I don't feel like
I saw four games I've now played with him.
So you okay with this?
I feel I fight for the correct thing.
Technically, keep him secret. Yeah. I was just being blatantly obvious for mine.
Okay,
I thought we were going to reveal
it's because she was trolling his troll.
Basically, I hold one like this.
This is too trolly for me.
Or maybe she's just
trollception.
All right, are we all ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, reveal.
1, 2, 3.
Bunny, what'd you do?
4.
Reject.
It's approved.
Yeah.
Hey, how many rejects do we have?
4.
It's 4 versus 4?
4 versus 5.
Oh, we had five improves? Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot. We're doing nine.
Yeah.
So I give you each a success and a fail.
I got money. Yeah. This one's failing.
Huh?
I got money. This one's failing.
I got money. This one's passing.
Hey, man, I wish I had money.
I think Darko's a spy.
Okay.
I'll
take it.
I feel I fight for the correct thing.
Don't we all?
So you're a spy.
That is a very nice political answer.
I mean, you're starting to sound like some real 1984 propaganda over there.
You're going to hand out one success, one thing.
Yeah,
we're organizing.
Now, this is just between the people who are there.
Which one? Doing what?
Yes.
Fine.
Thank you. Oh. I don't know anyone's. I'm terrible with names. Like, names.
Little
Bunny.
Your person number like 37.
Okay. Can I be like 42 or something? Actually.
But what you want.
No, the cool names are
under you.
Yes.
That's why I'm I already stuck my back in the
pile
of
so
you don't know where it was.
I've already forgotten them.
Yeah, me too.
Those are because I didn't.
Bad. Okay, please hand me your cards.
That's not. It's my nickname. I don't want to know what's happening on the other side of that wall, but it is shaking.
The Knock's having a good evening, right?
Yeah. Well, nothing that exciting has happened to the Knock in the past couple days.
Yeah. We have success. Success. Fail. You're a fucking spy.
No, you're a spy.
You're a fucking spy.
There's a possibility you could be. Or both.
It's true. Or you could be.
They did listen to us talk about floating
Bunny.
Missions.
Yeah, Bunny is a spy.
But I think that he's being far too vocal about it.
He's a spy.
Says the most vocal spy ever.
But actually,
I won, didn't I?
He just admitted it. He's a spy. Actually, then again, the most vocal one ever.
First player.
The most vocal one ever would be Bunny. So Bunny is totally the spy.
But I'm actually not trying to convince a single person until now
that
I'm good or bad.
Which means you're the spy because you're waiting for us to form an opinion and then trying to correct it.
No.
That's actually not at all, not at all.
That is a valid strategy.
I like to let bad guys mess up, like you did.
Ooh.
I'm not a spy.
I think she's calling you out on being a spy.
I am not a spy.
I do not trust him.
Yeah.
This fucker's a spy.
One of you is a spy. One of you
is a spy.
This is when you start like getting everyone's like fighting.
I have tokens. I've been a part of nothing so far.
He's been a part of nothing. He's been a part of nothing. He could be information get, or he could be a spy. Yeah, don't give it to her.
One of those threes is a spy.
No, one of those four is a spy.
No, one of those three is a spy.
That's technically the best.
Well, technically it's
okay. Okay.
No, it was one of these.
So I can tell you like half the table. So. Possible spy. Hey, why not make the game interesting?
Now, don't mind us, we're just calling everybody
asshole.
So it's possible spy.
That's so fucking random.
But you're acting as if possible spy and asshole are exclusive.
Huh?
He threw you on with
no, what's more descriptive than
this? He threw you on a team with three noobs.
Also, if he's an asshole,
three random people to mission.
But you guarantee to fail because he's probably the spy.
Darko.
No, here's. Great, we have to look at math here. We had one mission where three success. So we're assuming no bad guys floated the mission.
Well, that's a big assumption because one of them
is a terrible assumption.
That's a really bad assumption.
I'm just saying we're making the assumption that they're all. We did the same mission out of Forgon, so we know at least for sure one of these four are bad, right? There are three bad guys. You picked one of the same mission and three brand new people. What is the percentage of having a bad person on this team?
Terrible.
Very high. That means there are two bad people that are not one of us.
I'm now willing to promote. This guy's an asshole.
No, this guy's a naive asshole.
You're just an asshole. Two assholes and four possible spies.
Well, for one. For one.
There is a higher percentage that you just put two bad guys on a team when you could actually be on a team with just one.
Yeah. For one, you assume that I'm on the same team as you.
Whoa!
That's right, you spy!
Until you prove me different, I have to assume everybody's good.
However,
I'm at least telling you it's a dumb assumption.
Everybody's talking to everybody else, the radio's probably really shitty.
I don't know, I assume everybody's bad until they prove they're good.
Whilst they argue amongst themselves.
I'm ready to vote.
I know, everybody's stupid.
Did you guys get off the
Twitter? Ready? One.
Yeah.
Two.
Wait.
Three.
Shit.
One, two, three. Three. So it goes. And this is going to be a fail.
This is an example of
this is a guarantee fail.
This is literally a guarantee fail. Why'd you do that?
This is going to be a fail.
You because are, I think the two of you are spies.
You are.
I am not a spy.
Oh, okay.
I
yes,
am not fine. A spy.
I've actually completely forgotten at this point because of all this arguing who's actually on this mission besides me.
I am.
Okay.
Fail.
If this mission fails, he's a spy.
This is gonna be. This is gonna be a very quick game.
I'm out of this game. If this mission fails, he's a spy.
See, here's okay. Here's also to look at. If this mission fails, I think at this point right now, because this is a dumb mission, he's a bad guy.
He's the bad guy.
So
he's the bad guy.
Here's the best thing. He put the person next to him on the team. Good assumption. He's also a bad guy. So if the next mission goes, we're probably gonna fail and the game's done.
We have
got three failed missions.
Yeah, okay. we had two failed missions.
This mission is failing right now.
This is mission three, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We've had a success, a fail. This mission's failing. That means after this mission, we only need one more fail.
Three. We're failing.
And he's going to, he's the one picking
this.
How many bad guys are there?
Three.
Three.
And
we're
then
fun.
This is the other card.
You're right, he's a bad guy.
Other
guy. Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Here's 151.
No, I'm not a bad guy. I'm a spy.
Is this your good card?
Yeah, that's my vote.
These are the rejections.
Rejects?
Huh?
Yeah. Reject. And then he has.
You put your reject right there.
And then he has the other cards.
Yeah. He's got the other.
90.
This is a good card.
They only
we
have two.
Where's all the rest of the cards?
Can we have a four?
I need the rest of the cards.
That was an interesting.
Card. Interesting.
That was the weirdest.
So we have one, two, three. He gave you his, right? So you should have four.
The
fourth
card.
Did you put
vote?
No, I did.
You voted? I voted. I gave you my card.
You gave him a card, right?
Yeah, I only have three.
Somebody
bad
gave
cards.
Me one without a thing on it, then.
I only have three bad cards.
There was a stack of four here I gave to her.
Yeah.
All right, give me
maybe
a card
just
back.
Give them all the
cards. Most of them were given to you without a thing on it.
Everybody votes again.
Everyone votes again.
Recount.
Goddamn Hemming Chad!
It's just more to mess up in general.
Okay.
Six inch pole. How many for touch?
You can tell the ages
just
of people by who laughed at that.
What I see on the table is that they thought we were going to do this more sober than this.
How did it go last night?
It didn't work.
Extra pile. Yours are coming.
Eventually, Johnny just sort of melted down. He's like, I can't learn this shit right now.
No, it was less than drunkenness. It was more than we were so. If I would agree with Johnny, I was so fucking tired. I was so freaking tired.
Will you collect the bad?
Sure.
This
will be a bad card, yes?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
a
discard.
That's
a
discard.
Bad
card. Very similar experience, but different game. Bad cards. Is this a good card?
Yes.
I am missing.
So we got
no,
four
we're
passes.
Good. We're good.
Are they deep already?
Yeah.
This mission's gonna fail.
You say that.
If it doesn't, that means I'm a floor.
I will be fucking floored if this doesn't fail.
Sir, I don't
we
say.
Have success. Fail.
Call it.
Success. Success.
So. We still have one spy.
Whether you're a good or bad, you just got thrown under the bus.
Yeah.
You are a spy.
But I'm not a spy.
Yeah, you know what? Every fucking game I've played with you,
hold on.
You're the
someone
most vocal, and you're like,
I am
not a
spy. We'll find out for sure.
We don't need a gallon jug of water to tell.
So we have
other
asshole. We
so,
have spy.
There's two theories.
Rumored?
Two theories. The bad guy, you're fucking random people on the team, so we have zero idea, except for him. Which would throw him under the bus. That means he's a good guy. Or you are actually the bad guy and you just happen to be an idiot.
Okay. So we've got a one and
no, I think, because, wait, he was saying that he was a really terrible liar and he's been smiling his ass off this entire time.
Yeah.
No,
so
he's a terrible liar.
I did not expect this level of verbal abuse from this.
Spy, and one of you three is a spy, I'm
going
to
you.
I'm not a spy.
If I had to pick, which theory, I'm gonna go if he's a bad guy more than he
I
actually
know,
managed to make a bad guy in a mission two
I'm
times in a
spy,
row.
Spy, spy, spy.
Oh, okay.
Spy,
sorry
spy.
To think that.
I don't know.
I need
spies.
A fourth, right? Oh, here's a fourth.
Or it could be this quiet guy that said nothing
so,
over here.
Actually,
that's
we're
a
no,
really
no,
the
fuck.
I'm just trying to figure out how to fuck spy.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
He's probably a spy.
We
I know
a
I'm good.
Mission thing now, right?
Huh?
We need a fifth mission token.
No. Wait, we're doing five?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
It's up to five people now.
And just
great.
So everybody knows, this is the fourth mission. We have to have two fails for to make it a failed mission.
All right.
Okay. So if there's only one fail, this mission is still
so
succeeded.
If you only pick one spot, we're going.
Yeah. no clue about you. You're an asshole. You're a spy. No idea about you. But the three of you succeeded on my ship. Yeah, you know what? That's exactly what a spy logic would say.
It's also somebody who's good with that.
So I would like to throw out to put him back on the mission.
That's exactly what a spy would say. That's about another
now,
spy.
Because
I would that I'm
we
not
only we need
game.
Two fails. Two
right?
fails. So we can actually goof for one fail. All
right.
If another fail pops up, he's on the mission. I'm done with him. we can risk one
so,
fail.
So we know the three of you pass. So if I put the three of you and myself. On the mission.
I don't think you should put
plus somebody else.
On the mission.
I would put that mission.
I already accused me of being one, even though I'm not.
Because I don't think you failed that last mission. I think one of those two did.
Okay,
so
we'll skip
him. I would approve a mission with that.
Okay,
but we still need a fifth person.
There's also, if you think that I'm not the one who failed the mission, then
we have no data on the two of these,
throw
right?
him, because I feel like it was one of these two that failed.
All right, so I'll put this, and then you three right there in the room.
Watch Bunny be the spy.
And
just
Rob,
I'm
a
spy.
Bunny's the ringleader.
Well,
nobody seems to pick me up.
I didn't
know.
I yell, Rob.
So it's us three.
Us, you three.
Well, here's the thing.
So four people.
Yeah.
There's five.
So, okay, so this two. Got it. Okay.
So, Darko, you seem to think I'm a spy and he's a spy. So you think on that first mission, both of us chose to float the mission with no talking?
Yes.
That's actually not a good thing to come up with. Like, it's easy for one fail or two fails.
Well, I think,
but
one,
not both
I think one of you is a spy.
Wait, did we already vote on this?
As long as we only have one spy, we'll be fine. We need to vote.
You forgot that word.
But if you were both spies and only one of you floated and the other failed it, then you would both be 50-50, which means that neither of you would get picked first.
So
I think
she's a spy. I'm going
to
reject
that.
Well, should I reject?
As long as we only have one spy,
I think she's a spy and she
exactly.
just worked this out to work for her.
Yeah,
so
but
I'm
as long
gonna
as
reject
no,
it.
But it's not
you know you're not a spy.
We need two fails.
I think you just got your other spy. I think you just talked him into putting another spy on.
So you think he's good? You think he's good then?
No,
I think one of you two failed. If you didn't fail it, he failed it.
I think he failed it. I think he's a spy. I think one
I'm just
of,
watching
them,
the
one
world
of them
burn.
Is a spy.
So
and I think
have
you're
no
a spy.
Data
so you think
on
that last mission, there's actually two bad guys on it.
Everyone's
and
a spy.
Only
what
one
was
failed.
What was the last?
Sounds like
the last mission.
The last mission was the three of them and you. So you think two of them are bad guys
yes.
out of that mission?
Yes.
And only one fail happened.
Yes.
I think he failed it.
I don't think that's how it happens.
I just know every game I've played with him, he's been the exact same. I am not a spy. Here's my card. You know, I'll prove it to you later. And he's a spy.
The time that I threw up my card and said I'm going to prove it to you later, I wasn't actually a spy. All right,
I'm ready to vote.
Let's vote.
All right.
Y'all
ready?
Yep.
George,
you have to vote.
Okay.
I think this game's over.
Yep.
It's not. We have to have two fails.
Yeah.
There's not going to be two fails.
Alright, so put your token on the card and pass it over.
I always love hearing the screen trip before you hear the
thumb. That's
like,
I'm
going to
pass it all over at once.
Alright. And where's the discard pile?
And then I need one more card. One more card.
Yeah, I need two more, because you got two more coming out.
Oh, I got
you need
five.
Let's
the discards have been shuffled.
Yep.
Yep. Watch out, three fails.
There's three fails. Fuck it all.
Watch us have five fails.
That's possible. Good guys can't fail.
All right.
Cubes, coming in.
We've got success. We've got fail. We've got success. Success. And we've got fail.
Yeah.
Got
you're
two
a spy.
And
really?
Are
you a spy? You want to bet money?
I've got...
Hi, he's spy!
Whoa! We've got $2 down.
I've got $2.
Oh.
Suck my dick.
Hey, why
nibble my cooch?
Just so everybody else knows, I'm not a fucking spy.
Just so everybody else knows, you got played.
Hi. You.
Oh, God, show your card.
Who was?
Okay.
It was you, fucking
Joe.
You little
you
shit.
You were one. I was right.
You were easy to call. You little shit. You quiet little shit. And you!
Actually, it was me.
No,
Joe wasn't.
No, you were quiet little shit.
You actually said nothing until we really
wait,
got
wait, who was the third spot?
Me. The were three of us. It was him.
Oh, him.
Right. Yeah. Of course he was a spy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's a terrible spy. He's also a terrible
He's
resistance
also terrible.
He's just a terrible player.
He's just a terrible person. How'd you get there?
Okay.
Get
the news. So we have...
So we only have 4 minutes. All right,
we've got 4 minutes left. Which card?
Oh, we have 4 minutes?
We got 4 minutes.
Oh, we totally can't play that.
Yeah, no.
We'll play out there, and then we'll come back in after that.
What's in here at 2?
Yeah, we can go like that.
26 o'clock.
So I've got pass-fail cards.
Yes, pass-fails. Is that
I've got a team card.
Yes.
Another
team card. Yeah.
Not at 26 o'clock.
All right. You would have had started doubting me after you called out him and then changed it to me. I would have actually been on your side. And we could have worked together. We could have been a team, Cooter.
You were being just far too
manipulative. You really were. Yeah. You came across, and granted, you could have been manipulating for good, but the way you were going... You started
manipulating stuff, and I was like, wait.
But you have to. So like, as a good guy, you have to do that. Because if you start fucking around, bad guys eventually start giving up themselves. Because they're trying to argue it and defend themselves. And people get a little, they get nervous when they have to start defending themselves when they flip around with the bus. So it allows bad guys to do it. Maybe I have this, how many people are listening right now?
I don't know.
So I have this friend of mine, he might be listening because I told him about it. He's one of those people, he literally, all throughout the game, he just points at people, you're bad, and he switches constantly. What happens is, bad guys just start freaking out, and they can't figure it out, and then they just, yeah.
It's a padlock. It's a payphone lock. It's one that, like, has never been picked, the silo's never been picked. And Bernie got a bunch, and
we're gonna turn around and reopen this before.
So they cut away locks, so the ground off with us, so we can actually separate them and see all the different protective locks. Yeah, it is.
Are they here yet?
I don't know.
I've got the board.
I mean, they've got a couple minutes, so.
There's the board, and here's your little pieces.
Dickage.
That's a good word.
Dickage.
There's a lot of words like that where you're just like, that's a good word. What's your favorite word, Bunny?
Twat.
Twat's a good one, too.
Twat's pretty good.
I don't know. Twat waffle I like better than twat, though.
Well, twat pancake.
I feel like twat waffle wins, but twat pancake's not bad either. Twat pancake, I feel like, would make people stop for a second and go, wait, what?
Hey, someone's asking. Oh, are we go through on YouTube this week?
Yeah.
Is it the hangout thing?
No.
Oh.
By the way, Ideas Tonight and a few others who are trying to listen to the stream said that some advice, a request was that next time around, for whatever we're using for streaming video, we feed the board audio into it because the idiot sound fucking sucks.
We are feeding the board audio into it. Yeah.
Okay.
I fixed that
the
when
delay,
I woke up.
Actually, right now, that delay is not that bad. That's better than when I first sat in here. Because I first got in here, if I would do this and then this, I'm actually kind of turning with myself. Before I would literally turn, and then turn.
We have about a 15-second lag going on the rooms upstairs.
Yeah,
which
I saw
is
that.
Hilarious when you're standing through the doors and it's like...
No, I was leaving social engineering. It took me a while to get from the front out the door, and it was still going out there. I was like... everybody's confused. They're like, why is everybody leaving? I'm like, well, in there, the dock's done.
Yeah, I want to... Oh, by the way?
Yeah.
Emmanuel? What's his name?
Hold on, let's...
Let's
throw on some music. Hold on, guys. 26 o'clock will be next.
We'll be right back.